time is 4:48. Joining me in the studio, Graham Shapiro. Graham, good afternoon. Sorry we're running a little bit late, but you were listening with great interest to the earlier conversation that we had with Gabby Bricker. What's your thoughts on it?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, speaking about corporate responsibility, corporate and social responsibility, I think Gabby really hit two nails on the head. You know, one was he was affected by a community here. He mentioned that he had been involved with the Knysna community in going down to camps, and he knew the he felt like he had a connection to the community, and therefore he wanted to give back to that community.
Is that an important part of a company's social responsibility, do you think?
Well, I would say it sometimes even stems from that. I think with a companies generally benefit from communities in which they operate. So whether you're a company who's supplying goods to the public, or you are a company who does business with other businesses and therefore sort of benefit from the public indirectly, it's almost a responsibility to give back to those people who sort of supported you.
If you've just joined us, I'm speaking to Graham Shapiro. We're talking about corporate responsibility with specific reference to the initiatives that we are seeing with around the Knysna tragedy. And we've had a couple of people on the line involved with some amazing initiatives. I've asked Graham, who always joins us on a Monday when we talk about business and starting a business, to give us his thoughts on corporate responsibility, because it is some of the questions that, in fact, we posed to our last guest, that's Gabby Bricker from Wizards, how do you choose something? Gabby's answer was he didn't really even think about it. He acted completely on – he acted about something that touched him, and he just did it. I don't think he took too much time to make that decision. His logic might be very, very sound in the sense that you're saying, Graham, that he had some – goodwill towards the community that is suffering, and therefore he wanted to pay it back, I guess, in inverted commas. But what are the other reasons that people from corporates are motivated to act?
Well, I think, you know, with what Wizards have done, I think that was the one side of corporate and social responsibility where, you know, where something happens, and so you take action because you can, and especially them with their network, they're able to mobilize fairly quickly. What you really see in corporates and in companies today is they actually have corporate and social responsibility plans. So one of the forms that it can take is environmentally. So if you're a company who sort of might damage the environment, it might be your responsibility to take measures in your company to reduce your carbon footprint.
Right.
You might do that, or you might, which is a bit of a sort of way to go around the back, is something called carbon credits, where you might be creating carbon emissions, but you take steps to maybe plant a forest, or you sponsor environmental. You know, environmental hubs where they become protected areas, so that you ensure that the environment sort of survives.
I mean, maybe I'm skeptical, but what works better? You know, Wizard here are not getting credits for it. They're not. It's not part of their social upliftment plan where they're getting points and they can claim something back. We see a lot in South Africa, and I have to say it's an area that I don't particularly understand at all. They're experts at this. But then there's just good old goodwill. And that, to me, seems so much more valuable.
I agree with that. But unfortunately, you don't see good old-fashioned goodwill without something coming back, generally. Mm-hmm. And obviously, in the case of Wizards, that has come really through as an altruistic act. But generally, with these corporate and social responsibility plans, it's something – if you actually think about it, you know, purely from a theoretical point of view, when I say these words, don't think I'm a greedy monster. Mm-hmm. But, you know, companies are there to make profit, and they're there to make profit for their shareholders. Now, every cent that they give away or they spend instead of giving to their shareholders is something that their shareholders don't give. Right. So there has to be an extra added benefit of doing these sort of things
and they have to be able to justify it.
Well, exactly, it needs to be justifiable. Mm-hmm. What generally happens is that they will give. What often happens is they'll give bursaries to students who mm-hmm. will then come work for the company. So things do come full circle. It's also, I mean, if you actually think about it, if you're a large corporate in the public eye, and say for example with these Nasnifiers, if you're not doing something, people will take notice. People will say where, and I'm just using this as an example, not to say they haven't done anything, but as an example, just say, imagine Dis-Chem hasn't done something. You'll say, why hasn't Dis-Chem done anything? Why haven't we seen them in the news reacting to this Nasna?
So it's almost like a social corporate pressure.
Well, for sure. Yeah, and it is. And I think a lot has to do with that. It's something that's not obligatory, but it actually is. It's something that you have to report on in a company's annual financial report. They have to actually report on what they're doing for corporate social responsibility, but this is called corporate social investment. What are you investing into the socio-economic?
So just being cynical for a moment, I mean, I've seen all the banks, or the majority of the banks, have donated money, created funds, and are asking people to donate. Does that come out of peer pressure? If Absa is doing it, which I know they are, does that place pressure on Standard Bank to do the same thing?
So I imagine in these sort of cases, it's a standard thing. There must be a standard policy in place that when something happens, we do something and we have to act. And I think that it's not completely altruistic, but it comes from a responsibility. Is that, you know, take a bank, for example. Everyone, banks are everywhere. Mm. They're all over. If you're in every community and you're involved everywhere, there's a, if you put it this way, there's a Standard Bank branch in Nasna. Mm. There's an Absa branch in Nasna. Their people who actually work for them could have very, very possibly been directly affected by these
fires. I'm pretty sure they are.
So,
you know, there's hardly a person down in that area.
So, I mean, imagine being an employee going to Standard Bank and they haven't,
they haven't engaged it at all.
They haven't engaged it. So it's not so much as a peer pressure. I think the peer pressure was created years ago idea of a responsibility. Right. Now it's just, this is what we have to do. We have to give a certain amount of money and time towards certain initiatives to uplift the community around us.
So stepping away from the Nasna tragedy for just a moment, we're all very, very familiar with Microsoft and Bill Gates' initiatives. We read about them ad nauseum. It's maybe a little tiring. What are we seeing in South Africa?
Are
we seeing this type of magnificent altruistic act?
Well, I think, you know, the most famous example in South Africa is you would look at Sasol. You know, Sasol started around in the 50s. I don't know when they actually started, but they formed Sasolburg in the 50s. Mm, mm. And that was really for their employees. They then also formed Secunda about 25 years later. And what you have is these towns which were built by the company to sort of, you know, support the communities. So Sasol have also, you know, they've been going a step further. They give hundreds of millions. They, in fact, in 2012, I was reading up on this, that they've committed 340 million rand to socioeconomic development. I was involved in the pharmaceutical space for a very short space of time, and I actually landed up going to the people who owned the major pharmacy of Secunda, and they told us Sasol has their own medical aid. What starts to happen, what they've created is they've created this huge community which they support. They do other initiatives around that area where they provide water. They've provided water and land. And farmers are able to go and take out a patch, and they can farm and grow vegetables, and they can sell it.
So they've really given back to that area.
And that's what they've done. And what they've really done, they said, is, you know, we've got this whole huge community who works for us. Let's make a sustainable environment. Let's, you know, and I imagine anybody who goes to work for Cecil probably starts to feel that they're part of this ginormous Cecil family. And they start to feel that, you know, they've got schools and all the people who go to the schools, all their parents work for Cecil. You know, so you've really got this.
Well, it's interesting. It's going back to something that Gabby Bricker said earlier. When they launched their initiative on Friday at 11 a.m., his staff reacted so positively because they felt they were part of that donor program or that initiative. And I guess the value there, what always worries me is when Absa Bank or Standard or one of those come in and they give a significant amount of money, to some extent what it does is disempowers me and you. Because if I'm going to go and give 1,000 rand, it's going to feel like I'm giving nothing compared to the millions of rands that the large corporates are giving. And yet what it actually does when the large corporates give, if it carries through, and in the case of the earlier interview, it did. It carried through to the individuals and to the employees of the company. I wonder if it does in a positive way. What you suggested was perhaps in a negative way. So I work for Standard Bank down in Knysna, and I see Standard Bank's doing nothing, and I'm not saying that they are. I'm just using it hypothetically. I'm going to feel offended and disgruntled with my employer. But that's on the negative. On the, will I feel if they're doing something that I'm part of that? It's interesting. I don't know what the answer is.
So there's actually it's quite interesting. I was looking and I saw what America, you know, Fortune have every year. They put out the top 100 companies to work for. They also put the top 50 companies who provide sort of corporate social responsibility. And what they actually do is they reward employees with time off if they volunteer to their initiatives. And what it actually does in turn is it creates a very positive environment in the company. You know, when people in the company are giving and they've been part of this team doing things for good, it creates a very positive working environment. And I think that's another positive side. And I think what will probably happen with Wizards is they'll be on a high for a while knowing what they've done. And individually, they gave a T-shirt, they know somebody who didn't have a T-shirt now has a T-shirt.
Incredible. And I guess for the employee, they're able to go home to their families and say, you know what, we did at work today, which is an amazing thing. It's the other whole element to making to providing a happy work environment.